Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a former NXT fan favourite returns to WWE on Raw.
All the latest on AEW talent being contacted by WWE.
Malakai Black says he'll be back in AEW soon.
And Tony Khan counter-programs against a hurricane. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm still laughing at Nick Pope, to be perfectly honest.
And this is the news.
Oh, Craig Gordon would never. Anyway, we're going to kick things off by talking about the big return on last night's episode of Raw.
Yes!
A big return on a Triple H pen show. What are the chances of that happening?
Hey, Candice, you all right?
Candice LeRae, she's back in WWE. She wrestled her first match. It was a surprise appearance. Nikki A.S.H. was in the ring. Nikki A.S.H. She's still a superhero.
For now,
teasing new directions. But she was in the ring waiting for an opponent who turns up. Oh, cool, it's Candice LeRae. She's back. Beat Nikki in very quick fashion. Later confronted Damage Control backstage, challenging Dakota Kai before they all departed.
You're spoiling us.
The arena. Now, this is notable. Because Candice hasn't wrestled since July last year.
What's she been up to?
She became pregnant.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Her and Johnny Gargano had their first kids in February.
Quill.
There you go.
That's the one.
In February, she's not been wrestling
Finn
since
wrestles.
Then.
He's not wrestling yet.
There you go. Remember when he called his son Baby Wrestling? Yeah. There we go. There you go. She had been technically a free agent for a while.
Yeah.
Because her contract with WWE expired in May. But she's back now. And she's going to beat everybody!
Yeah!
Good stuff across the board. I think, like, Candice, she's been in this business for, like, 20 years. It's mental to me that someone this talented has had to wait that long for an opportunity. But all the credit in the world to her for coming back so soon after giving birth.
Yes.
That's crazy. Good for her.
We always say this about stories. People seem to think you give birth and then, like, a week later, particularly if you're the woman, hey, back, why aren't you in the Rumble? I can tell you why.
Yeah.
And I've not got that much knowledge of anatomy, but I don't think that's a good idea. It's all a bit. So, fantastic to have her back. Like you say, more than deserved to have on the main roster of WWE. I lost count of how many times in NXT she'd lose a match and I'd go, cool, so time for the main roster, is it?
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And now Gargano and Candice LeRae are not only on the main roster, but they're on the same show.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing to do.
Exactly.
Vince.
That's the nice thing to do.
She's so talented. Dakota Kai against her will be sensational next week. And yeah, that women's division just keeps growing in WWE. I think Triple H is doing wonders for it already.
She's across the board, it's extremely talented. We sat here for years and went, like, obviously the Raw and SmackDown women at the very top, great wrestlers. Great people, awesome, fantastic. But the complaint was always that just below that level, maybe not as many interesting things going on. Despite the obvious talent, abundance
yes.
in the people, maybe the stories and the feuds weren't there. Now it's just stacked. So there's no
stacks.
Stacks.
Next one on the main roster for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But speaking of people coming to main roster WWE, yeah. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk recently, Andy, all about AEW talent getting contacted by WWE and Fightful Select. No crap, just SAP. Sean Ross SAP of Fightful Select have come through with a report to sort of quantifying exactly what's going on with specific talents within AEW. Fightful have reported that WWE did contact Swerve Strickland, but he simply referred them to his attorney and said he had no interest in returning to the company. They obviously wanted him to be a part of the reformed Hit Row on SmackDown. Keith Lee has not been contacted despite the rumours. There was also that speculation you may have seen about I am Bobby Fish. Asking Adam Cole and Cool Kyle O'Reilly to leave AEW and do Undisputed Era back in WWE. Fightful say that numerous AEW sources have vehemently denied those stories, and WWE sources have said there've been no talks between the company and Fish, who popped up on Impact recently, didn't he? I see that.
Yeah, he did. He opens with the line, "Oh, is it hot in here, or is it just all the heat that's on me lately?" Ooh, all right, Bobby Fish, shooting.
Miro was also
fishing a barrel, hey?
Miro was also reportedly rumoured that WWE wanted him back, but Fightful hasn't been able to confirm either way whether he's not been contacted by WWE, but he's not asked for his release. FTR, there was also a report that WWE put out feelers, but no word on how that has been received. Yeah. So they are certainly
feeling and dealing.
Yes.
And eeling. With a view to talent stealing.
Oh, the rhyme's coming back.
Well, maybe. We might get told off, but we'll give it a go. A lot of this came from a fake report. Somebody put a screenshot out there.
I saw this.
Said, Andrew Zarian reports this.
What's going on with all this at the moment? I'm just writing, Andy Murray said this. Yeah, and just posted
Andy H. Murray said that Roman Reigns is going to New Japan. someone just puts crap out there. Like that, it gets 3,000 likes on Twitter, and then people agree. It's like, don't believe anything that isn't linked to the original source. That's all I'll say on that. Always, when aggregators, please, for the love of God, link to the original source across the board. It makes us all look like twats if you don't.
Yes, exactly. Although, I might spread some rumours this afternoon.
And if you want to hear those rumours, you know what you should do? Subscribe to this channel.
Hey!
Anyway, we're going to talk about Malakai Black.
Leave Andrew Zarian alone. Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy, nice hair, nice eyebrows. Very well-kept man.
Yeah.
Good for him. I wish I was that well-kept. I look like a kiwi fruit.
Malakai, I'm allergic to kiwi fruit.
Well, that explains a lot about our relationship. Malakai Black.
Yes.
We're going to talk a bit about the live stream he did last night. It's important stuff because he's been in the media a lot. Lately, obviously. He did this live stream on social media yesterday. It's available in a bunch of different places. Basically, going out of his way to debunk the non-existent, what he called, conspiracy surrounding his status with AEW. Now, I'm not going to read every single thing that he said here, but basically, I'll go through some of it. He clarified that he is not leaving AEW. He's back soon, pretty soon, in his own words. He said the following, I will see you guys in a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. Like I said, I'm only taking some time off. That's it, just taking some time off. There's no conspiracy to this, just taking some time off. Stop believing any other narrative. Like right now, I've debunked it. There's nothing going on. Don't believe these people. You'll see me right back with AEW pretty soon. I'm going to take some time. That's it. He went on a little bit, spoke about how he didn't want to turn it into like a WWE versus AEW situation. And his stance on that has always been very clear. He's not one for this tribal nonsense that we see everywhere on the oldie social media. Ye oldie social media, I should say. Now, reporting on this matter comes from a variety of different sources. It was Raj Giri who reported, first of all, that, and I quote, amidst concerns about his mental health due to personal life, and I quote again, this is Raj's original report, demoralization due to the booking and handling of his character, that he'd asked for his AEW release and been denied. Fightful later reported that some talent in AEW had believed that Malakai had landed a highly conditional release from the promotion, but the door was open for a return. Although AEW had previously told Fightful that Black had not departed, and talk of that was false. I'm just trying to get to all the facts here, so forgive me for regurgitating.
It's important to lay everything out.
And later, Dave Meltzer reported that Black wanted to return to WWE. So those are the sources of those various things. You know where all these bits and bobs come from. Black went into this on his stream. He was talking about how he'd received death threats because of some of the stuff that had been put out there, which is absurd, obviously. We could spend a whole video talking about the hive of bollocks that goes around various platforms here, but yeah, he just talking about how these things haven't been confirmed, said he'd been given time to take care of a few issues by Tony Khan. All of this was cleared up weeks ago in his words, and so forth. Goes on a little bit about saying that, you know, does anyone understand in the time where I'm going through this stuff and I'm kind of dealing with a bunch of stuff in a very productive manner that, you know, spreading these things doesn't exactly help.
Exactly.
Which goes back to that original report about the mental health stuff. Some more bits and pieces here. And I'll just read this verbatim because there's no point in editorialising it. And what I hate about this is that none of these dirt sheets will take responsibility. None of these guys will take accountability and say, oh, we effed up. I'm sorry. We probably should not have said that. He's going through some stuff. Maybe we shouldn't, you know, maybe we shouldn't make all these basic assumptions because, again, as it turns out, it's not true. None of it is true. Not a single thing is true. So we've always been quite clear with our position on this, on the Malachi Black situation. We're never going to sit here and make assumptions or comments about people's mental health because that's whack.
Yeah.
For me, as a fan, I'm glad he's coming back. I love the House of Black. They're my favourite group in AEW. I'm glad he's in a better position than was originally reported. And I'm looking forward to his return. Good for him.
Exactly.
I think he's awesome.
Yeah, I'll just echo those sentiments. Not really much else we want to speculate or talk about
here. No point. He's
cut You've got the facts.
Yeah, he's cut it apart.
Don't be a twat on the internet.
Yeah, like...
Not that difficult, is it?
Like, Phil Lindsay of Fightful tweeted very simple yesterday. People have become awfully comfortable with being disrespectful online. And there's a lot to be said for that, for sure. Now, this is obviously, you know, the extreme end of it. Death threats. That's unfathomable nonsense. Be nice to each other online.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Speaking of being nice, Tony Khan.
He's done a good deed.
He's done something nice, to be fair
Mr.
to him.
Mr. Deeds.
He has told
An Adam Sandler film about golf.
Big Daddy.
Happy Wilmore. That's you?
Yep.
Playing golf?
He has told AEW talent that they do not have to attend this week's Dynamite and Rampage TV taping in Philadelphia. He tweeted, just to spell it all out for you, for everyone in AEW, in case you missed our email, anyone worried about Hurricane Ian, rubbish name for a hurricane, man,
Ian,
affecting your travel or home or your family life, it is voluntary to come to TV this week. Anyone affected by the hurricane can take care of business at home, and we hope to see you all next week. Just a nice gesture, this.
Yeah, nice gesture. Obviously, some things are bigger than doing a little wrestling match or
yes.
an angle or whatever you're going to be doing. Yeah, just a nice gesture, definitely.
Get better names for your hurricanes.
Ian is a whack name for a hurricane.
Ian.
It reminds me, like, one of my best mates is called Ian, so, like, it's a solid-ass name, but
oh,
not
yeah.
for a hurricane.
No.
You want, like, Brutus or something
yeah.
like that. Maybe not, actually. That's a bit over the top.
That's one of the Creed brothers as well.
You know Vampiro's real name is Ian. Ian Vampiro.
Hurricane Great. Vampiro.
Yeah.
Hmm. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with
Obviously,
us.
Obviously, we should say we hope all of our friends who might be affected by this
yeah.
terrible situation are safe.
Stay safe, yes.
Stay safe, look after yourselves, and Ian, I hope
do what's best for you and look after yourself, yeah, exactly. But get better names for your hurricanes. Phil Hughes is our first question of the day. Andy saying, morning legends, you've been given the power to take anyone in WWE and make them a successful Paul Heyman guy. Who do you pick? My choice is Shinsuke Nakamura. Ooh. We got a glimpse of that. What was that, WrestleMania 34? I thought,
we did.
Oh my god, this is it.
And can then, I go for a Paul Heyman girl?
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler. Feel like that would be a really good fit.
Ooh.
Feel like that would be a really good fit. Shayna's never found her groove on the main roster. It's not her fault.
Nope.
I think it's the way she's been presented.
She did find her groove. It was in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
And then they
did nothing with it. Yeah, I think they'd be a good fit. Shayna's got an aura about her. She's got a presence. She's obviously got real life credibility. She's got wrestling credibility as well, because she's been in WWE a long time. Before that, she was in Stardom and other places. I think it'd be a really good pairing.
It doesn't really make them as a person because they're already made. But I was thinking of a Paul Heyman girl as well. Ronda Rousey. Like, she's got everything, but if she has any weaknesses, it's on the mic, isn't it?
And by her
she's
own...
She's better as a heel on the mic, but...
And by her own admission, she's got, like, speech issues that maybe don't help her project the way she intends to, so...
Imagine, like, just doing the whole Brock Lesnar... Like, that is it. She is the female Brock, just snatching women up.
Just gone for two MMA fighters there, haven't we? Lazy boys.
Is
there someone we can pick that's a bit different?
Stax. No, Stax doesn't need a mouthpiece, baby.
I would say The Fiend, probably. Imagine Paul Heyman dressed as The Fiend.
Didn't he have a character?
Yes,
the Wobbly Walrus.
The Wobbly Walrus, that's right.
So there we go, LTST.
Wobbly Walrus. Good.
That's going to be the next clue on SmackDown, isn't it? To a walrus shelter. I don't know, what's that?
Coordinations to, like, the ECW arena or whatever. Gee whiz.
Let us know your picks for Paul Heyman guys or gals in the comment section. Great question, that, Phil. Jake gives us a question as well today. Do you think Asuka or Alexa Bliss may turn on Bianca Belair to cost her the title in the ladder match at Extreme Rules? I know rumours of Bray Wyatt showing up Extreme Rules are abound, and Bliss has those connections to him.
I think there's rumours of Bray Wyatt showing up at literally every show in the known universe WWE, isn't there? Yeah, Alexa has the connection, so I could absolutely see people drawing that line, and there have been some recent teases that maybe she's going to switch characters. If she's going to turn heel, I think I would prefer, like, the return of the goddess, that character. I thought that was awesome. I wasn't so much into the spooky teleporting and all that stuff.
Yes.
So for me and my tastes and my sensibilities, I wouldn't be so hyped for this, but I could definitely see it happening, and I think a lot of people would be into it, which is ultimately what matters more than the word of one bald guy with a grey beard on the internet.
Yeah, I think the moment they announced the ladder match last night for Extreme Rules, my confidence of Bianca Belair retaining went down significantly, because then you can have another match where Bianca Belair doesn't get pinned, but this time she loses her title, and I think Bayley might look good with that championship round her waist again, as much as I love Bianca. I'm torn on this, so it's a tough one to call.
Really tough.
But yes, that potentially is their out of just spooky bollocks. Loving the Bray Wyatt stuff at the moment, though. Now they're the cute little QR
love
code.
And, the flipping feet.
Yeah. And final question today comes from John Harris, a bit of fantasy booking here, Andy. Says, good morning, you sexy news reading bastards. John knows how to get his questions asked. Please tell me Mox losing the belt to Paige for MGF to win it at Full Gear. If not, I'll eat my guitar strings and send the dental bill to TK himself. Have a great day, boys.
Yeah, they found themselves in a situation where I would argue that the world title has been devalued by recent events in AEW. It's kind of been passed around like a hot potato. Through consequences in and out of their control, obviously the Punk situation, the injury, all of that. For me, I think that the experiment failed with squashing Punk before All Out, and I think that's justified by the number of buys that that pay-per-view received. Not that it was ever going to get the same as the previous year. You can't repeat that kind of just convergence of big things happening. But, you know, you look at that number and it is not great compared to recent ones. I would rather they had just a stable-ass six-month reign from someone, but Jon Moxley wants to go on his fishing trip. So I could certainly see the scenario that you've written out here unfolding.
Do you think he uses a fishing rod, or do you think he just sort of waits and then grabs him with his hand and bites
them? I think he's a hand fisher, isn't he? Or he gets a little bandy net and goes, whoop, picks him out.
John, tea time. That's Renee.
Yeah. drinking his hot chocolate. What is it he drinks in bed? A hot chocolate with loads of cream on top.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Renee told the story about how he just goes to bed with his big...
I love that. Like, stop making me seem not as cool.
Yeah, it was like, there was a story as well, like after he came out of rehab, obviously, he was trying to put a bit of weight back on, just eating bowls of ice cream.
And really?
This man rules, man.
Life.
He's great. I'd like to be their, like, cousin or something. Can you imagine just... going over and seeing John and Renee every month.
Oh, yeah, I'd be popping over far too much.
Great time, great time.
For and a cup got of sugar.
Absolute unit of a dog as well.
Yeah.
Beast of a thing.
Don't put the title on Hangman Page, just to put it on MJF, because like Andy says, it's been passed around far too much recently. Just have MJF win it soon-ish, but not really soon, because I don't want John Moxley to be another transition champion.
Yeah, be good. You know, be good. Moxley doesn't necessarily need to hold it this long, right? But what if MJF still had the chip next December, ahead of the Great Bidding War of 2024? And then he cashes, or he calls his match, whatever terminology you want to use. He becomes champion in December. Is he leaving with the belt? Is that a bit too similar to Punk in 2011?
Ooh.
Maybe it is.
And then Punk comes back.
Oh! We are hacks.
Never gonna happen.
We are total hacks.
Let's move on to today's and finally. I want to give a shout out to our very own Andrew Pollard at Cultured Left Peg on Twitter, who caught this on last night's Raw, which by all accounts was genuinely great, except maybe for this part. Seth Rollins comes out. That's always a great moment. Hello. Andy Murray, you are a knowledgeable wrestling person. What was the name, or what did Michael Cole shout? What was it called when Seth Rollins cashed in at WrestleMania 31?
It's a miracle on Bourbon Street.
No.
It's the heist of the century.
Yes. Not apparently, according to WWE, who in the little graphic, you know, it normally says like Andy Murray, bald, and like, you know, different facts about you.
Yeah. Facts.
So the facts about Seth Rollins on the side of the screen says Seth Freakin' Rollins, the visionary, has held 13 championships in WWE, cashed in his Money in the Bank contract at WrestleMania, dubbed the height of the century.
Oh, nice.
Come on, guys, get your together.
Somebody's autocorrect has wigged out there, hasn't it? Oh, man.
The height of the...
At the height of the century, what year was it in again? So, it's nowhere near the height of the century. For that to happen, it would have to be like 2099. Silly sausages.
The height of the century. Someone's getting fired. Don't fire someone for that. No. Just
the little paper. You know whose spot it is.
That's it.
That wee
prick.
Clippy. That wee prick. And
it looks like you're kind of trying to describe the thing that saved WrestleMania 31.
Yeah.
You need some help.
Come on, you wee prick. You should have spotted that, Clippy. I'll bend him in half. You know, you get a paper clip and you unfold it.
Yeah,
and do that.
I hate Clippy.
Prick.
Oh, fuck yourself. So sorry, Nicholas. You nearly got to the
end.
I'll
go on the record there. F Clippy.
Yeah. Book it. It's all on a face. WCPW comes back. Someone in a Will Ospreay in a Clippy suit. There we go.
But this is some video of this.
Oh dear. Anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't
Kiwi fruit. I'm allergic to it.
Making mistakes.
Oh yeah, bloody hell. Right, let us know your thoughts on all today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We're going to review them and look ahead a little bit later on today. It's not even English. And also, thoughts, Twitter questions, all that bollocks on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, share, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey. It's all in good faith. Don't worry, Scotland are going to get pumped off Ukraine tonight.
Oh, come on. You win your group card,
yeah?
Someone's got to be in the top league of the Nations
we
League.
We can get promoted while you guys get relegated.
Come on, Scotland. Fleur of Scotland.
All right, that's racist.
What's the X stand for? That's my question when you look at the Scottish flag. At Adam Wilborn on Twitter, at WhatCultureWWE for all of us.
Well, no, I'm moving to the gaming channel after that, so you won't find me on there.
Fine, we're going to hang out with your pal Scott and Josh. And Jules, of course, and the rest of them.
Sai, all the great...
Oh, yes, oh, yeah, they were at EGX this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah. James Dowse. Who else exists
Sorry,
in that company?
I thought you were just talking about what happened where they just like, do you want to change the names of people who are coming? Nah, just keep calling everyone James Dowse. You're James Dowse, you're James Dowse, and you're James
Dowse. Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, what? Everyone wants to be James Dowse.
To be fair, he's quite an aspirational guy.
What a gay.
I wouldn't mind being James Dowse.
Right. Thanks, Andy. Thanks to all the What Culture Gaming lot as well. Go and check them out, What Culture Gaming on
Durkin.
YouTube. Dan Durkin.
There you go. Joe Johnston.
Yeah.
He's right there.
He's
probably
somewhere in there.
Yeah. We're just... This is going to be...
Bye!
5 minutes longer than it needed to be.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.